Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
You're hooking me up with that song there after my comment on Good Morning NoCo. You guys were talking about favorite rock bands of all time. Well, Audioslave only made 3 albums, didn't need to make more. That's my view of it. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, Travis Young. He is with the great folks, Kane Doolin McQuinn Young Law Firm. He put the Young in that, by the way. But a partner, of course, with those guys. You've heard me talk about them and their website, trialproven.com, and just what they can do to help you out. Travis, man, thanks so much for giving us some time today. We appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. We're excited for we got Nuggets basketball today. We got summer league stuff, and I mean, I'm very excited about this. And I know it's not like must see television for everybody, but I think there's a lot of storylines around this young roster that's going to be on the lineup.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't believe it feels like just yesterday that we won the championship, and now we're talking about basketball season all over again. It's great.
It's just, it never ends, man. The NBA is going to turn into the NFL where it's just never ending. And you and I talked a little bit the last couple of days. You're a pretty big sports guy throughout the state of Colorado, right?
Right. I grew up in Colorado, and I've always loved watching the Nuggets and the Broncos and the Avs and even the Rockies. I still love my Rockies, even though they make it difficult at times. But no, yeah, I love Colorado sports.
Well, okay, so answer me this question. This is the serious one. Before we get into the law discussion, Travis, are you a CU guy or a CSU guy?
Be careful here. I have grown up a Buffs fan my entire life. I did go to undergrad at CU and law school at CU, and I really had season tickets essentially since I was born up until the last couple of years, not because they were terrible, but kids and kids sports in the fall. So I've bled black and gold for a long time. But like I said, I love all Colorado teams, and I want everybody to do well because it really represents our state.
A very good answer, diplomatic answer by you, Travis. Well done. Okay, so the primetime thing, I mean, obviously the first thing, you know, we're worried about is health. Hopefully he's okay. But if you do put that aside, what do you think, man? I mean, I think that Buffs fans are kind of like, we're going to get this thing back on track all the way as soon as this upcoming season. Are you like all in? Are you kind of reserved a little bit? What's your thought process with all this?
No, I'm all in. I think it was an amazing hire. Obviously, we did not do well the last several years, and we needed something to right the ship. And even if this doesn't right the ship right away, I think it's a step in the right direction. And I really, like everyone else in terms of the fan base, we're excited, which is something we haven't been for a while. So, and we're getting national media attention now.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And I think it's all around great for the school, and hopefully it plays out
like
we all hope it does.
Kind of like what you said earlier, this is good for CSU, too. I mean, if the Buffs are good and the Rams can actually compete with them as soon as this upcoming season, that's all good. That's good for everybody. So you want everybody to be good.
100%. 100%. It does well for everybody in the state of Colorado if all of our football teams are doing well. And it keeps the talent here in Colorado, which we haven't been able to do lately.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Travis Young joining us, a partner with Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm. Travis, you know, I've been talking about you guys and, you know, just about how you can help with folks. And obviously, we've kind of talked about the fact, hey, these roads up here in northern Colorado, man, I mean, they're dangerous. It's growing like crazy up here. And so folks, you know, can get a little crazy, especially when there's nasty weather or whatever. You can help folks out that have been involved or injured in a car accident, things like that. But there's just so many things that you guys can do to help folks throughout the area.
Sure. Thanks. I appreciate that. And yeah, we don't just limit ourselves to car accidents. I mean, we are a personal injury law firm that does a lot of car accidents for sure. Truck accidents, motorcycle, bike accidents, pedestrian accidents. But that's not our whole practice. Obviously, we do burn injuries, wrongful death, whether it's tied to motor vehicle crash or not, dog bites, sex assault cases. So we really do all types of personal injury cases. But yes, the majority of cases obviously are going to deal with motor vehicle crashes, especially, like you said, with the growth in population. There is no shortage of drivers on the road, and frankly, not very good drivers on the road.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Travis, we've heard the ad with our guy Jerry Schimmel, and he's talked about this pretty big verdict that you guys got the other not too long ago. I don't know how much we can actually talk about this, but I just want our listeners to know you guys mean business. When you say you're going to help somebody out, you really freaking help them out.
Yeah, that's something we really pride ourselves on. And when we formed this firm, the reason we chose Trial Proven as our website domain is because we pride ourselves on making insurance companies pay the full value for someone's case. And if they refuse, then we want to go to trial and let the jury decide and really put it in front of a jury to show, hey, these are our client's injuries. So with respect to the jury verdict, yeah, about a month ago, my partner, Mike Kane, and another attorney with our firm, Francisco Martinez, ended up trying a premises liability case. In that case, I can give you some details. Obviously, I don't want to go into all the facts, but essentially, in that case, our client was in a particular store and walking down an aisle, and in that aisle, there was a metal box used to store pipes and sell pipes. The box was damaged from other people potentially running into it with carts or other equipment running into it, and the damage was sort of repaired, but it happened again. And essentially, with that metal box, a jagged piece of metal was sticking out. Our client walked by it and deeply cut our client's leg. As a result of that laceration, he suffered a permanent painful injury and incurred about $37,000 in medical bills. After some negotiations, the insurance company's top offer was $101,000. We felt they undervalued the case, and our client gave us authority to push forward to trial. And with the jury verdict, we received $770,000 approximately with the jury verdict. So that's seven times what the top offer was from the insurance company.
Wow, that is phenomenal. So $100,000 was kind of what the insurance company was thinking there, and you guys are like, no, we can get way more than that. Over $770,000. That is amazing.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. We were obviously very happy for our client.
What as far as like the length of time it takes to get something like that done? I mean, can you talk to us a little bit about that when the accident happens and you go through this? Because, you know, obviously people know it's going to be an interesting long road if you get into something like this.
100%. That's right. Essentially, in every case is different. You're going to have, well, it's a very big, broad question, and a lot of things go into it. Insurance coverages, the types of injury, the types of medical treatment. With car accidents, you have a 3-year statute of limitations, essentially, to make sure you have settled or filed a lawsuit in your case. With things like premises liability, where you're hurt on another's property, it's a shorter statute of limitations. It's 2 years. So depending on the type of case and the injuries, this can drag on for years, unfortunately, which can be very detrimental to the person who was injured. Sometimes it's shorter, but you just never know. But with respect to that, I would definitely say hire an attorney as soon as possible to make sure there's not destruction of evidence and to make sure you know what your rights are and what treatment may be the best course for you, so you're not sitting back saying, I don't think I have a case, I shouldn't do anything, or you're not scared to ask the right type of questions.
Travis Young joining us from Kane, Doolin, McQuinn Young Law Firm. Just a phenomenal case there that you're talking about. But it, as you mentioned earlier to start the segment, there are so many things that you guys can do for the good folks of the state of Colorado. And I know specifically we're talking about up here in northern Colorado. Travis, what's the best way for folks to get at you guys? Something happens that's not ideal, and they're needing a trusted law firm that they can talk to. What's the best way for them to reach out?
Either way, you can do it by web, on the web, trialproven.com, or you can give us a call. Our direct office line is 303-246-1111. Either way, reach out to us. Don't hesitate to reach out. That is the biggest thing I can convey to people is don't hesitate to reach out. If you don't think you don't have a case, it doesn't matter. Call us. Let us help you through the process. Let us explain to you what your rights are. But don't think you don't have a case and therefore you shouldn't call.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because there's a lot of people that might go, you know what, who knows? Who knows how big of a deal this was, whatever. But if it's in the back of your head, maybe do. Give you guys a call. Check them out online at trialproven.com and see where you stand.
Absolutely.
All right, my man. Travis, appreciate you so much. Okay, September 16th at 8 o'clock on ESPN, CSU. What do you got? What's the score going to be? I know it's early. It's July, but what's the score? We want to write it down and talk about it later.
24-17, maybe?
24-20. Well, at least it's a good game. It's a competitive
game.
Yeah.
I expect a competitive game. I expect CU to be good this year. I expect CU to do better this year, and I expect a better product on the field than last year, for sure, from both teams. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to that game. As you said, national exposure right there, ESPN, 8
That's
o'clock.
Right.
We're going to see both of those teams. Travis, my man, anything else we left out that you want to get out there to our audience?
No, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, have a great rest of your day.
Let's do it again sometime, okay?
Love to.
All right,
man. Take care.
You too. Travis Young with Kane, Doolin, McQuinn Young Law Firm. We always talk about the road situation. You know, if you or a loved one has been in a car accident or injured in a car accident, there's so many. Talk about dog bites. This case he's talking about, I can't get into the details either. But if you're hurt on site, you're at a store, and they're just neglecting to clean stuff up, whatever, and something bad happens, they can take care of you. They won a case, a jury verdict, over $770,000. 11:40 the time. Let's jump out real quick on Joe and get the latest on the local sports flash.